Alright, so we had the whole group head into this clearing. They saw a flash of white as all their senses went away. They just disappeared, everything was gone, no recollection of what happened. And we have Guy waking up in this inky, dark chamber. His vision was white, he felt nothing, and then suddenly the white starts to fade into this inky blackness that's all you can see. It's almost as if the room itself is slightly shifting around him as he comes to. And give me a perception check, please, Guy.
Fourteen.
So with your 14, you see in this sort of inky blackness, as you kind of focus on it a little bit, you notice it's not really like a dark chamber. You actually kind of see colors. You see stuff actively going on inside this room. You see in front of you, there's a series of four raised up orbs. And from around these orbs, there's like this sort of think of it almost like this sort of like an inky, sort of like almost like a fog in the room that kind of moves and courses through the different colors of the rainbow around these four orbs. And every about 10 to 20 seconds or so, you'll see one of the orbs, the rainbow light will disappear around that orb and a bolt of lightning will shoot from that orb to there's an orb on the far side of the room that the lightning will arc to that orb. And then it will go back to that sort of rainbowy moving light. It almost kind of looks like it's think of it almost like waves, but there's no water. And you'll hear in the distance every so often, you'll hear like a little bolt of fire, like a lightning bolt, or you'll hear stuff break. You swear you heard one of the bolts will go off. You swear you heard the sound of a earth elemental smashing the bookshelves. And you start hearing the bookshelves being mended back together again as you hear like the pat-pat of a hammer hitting nails into the bookshelves again. But you don't see any bookshelves. You don't really see bookshelves around you. I guess you do kind of, but it's hard to really see them. And as you're standing here, you realize your back is to a door. And to your right, you have Doric in this sort of sticky, it looks like a sticky cocoon attached to the wall. And on your left is Theo in a similar situation. You feel almost as if it's an out-of-body sort of experience. You don't actually feel your body. You don't actually feel any stimulus. You just kind of wake up and you see this room and chamber around you. You don't really feel yourself at all. So that's why I'm going to kick over to how does Guy react to this?
Well, I think first thing first, it's very dark in here, right? Can barely see.
Yes. You barely see. It's very, very dim.
Well, is Ghost Gramps around?
No, you don't actually feel, you don't feel any connection at all to your ancestors.
So, no magic, potentially.
Potentially.
Do I feel the flow of magic within me?
You feel nothing about your body that you would normally feel. It's 100% not a body experience. So basically, think almost as if, you know, you move your arms and you can feel the, like, you can feel like the resistance of the air around you, but you don't actually feel anything on your skin. Like, you don't feel your clothing move on your skin. You don't feel anything. You just feel the very basic sense of your arm moving through the air.
Weird. Just crashing sounds. Cobbling together nails and wood. I don't think we're in Dunehold anymore. Theo! Doric!
So yeah, you call out to them and they do not answer. They're completely silent in this like cocoon that's on the wall. It does slightly like there's sort of undulations and disturbances within that cocoon. So it looks like they're alive in there, but they're not responsive. They're not responding to that.
Do I have like physical items on me?
No.
Oh.
In fact, when you look down, you don't actually see a body. All you see is this sort of this goop at where your feet would be. It's just kind of pooling around.
I'm a slime. Well, I guess. Try to move forward, arms outstretched slowly.
So, you can move forward. You can move around the room. I will say, as you move, you don't feel anything moving, but you feel you basically feel that change of as if you are actively moving through a space, but you don't feel a body.
So I feel the sensation of moving, but I don't feel the sensation of moving of limbs.
Yes. That's a good summation of events.
I'm a pawn on a chessboard right now. My brain makes me move, but there's some other force at play here. Also, I am goo. I am 90% certain that's the title of a video game somewhere. Anyway.
I will say you are not goo.
No.
But you leave a trail of this goo when you move.
Yeah. I'm just...
Because you see no form beneath where you would where your eyes sit.
Yeah. I am... I'm a snail then. I don't know. I'm a psychic snail.
A psychic snail. I don't know why I want to say a snikic
snail. A snikic sail. So there are light sources, sort of.
Yes. So the big orbs that you see on the map there, there's like next to the railing, there's like these little cutaways.
Yeah.
There is orbs inside those areas, and that's where this like sort of I guess you call it like a fairy light is coming from.
I move towards the orb.
Okay.
Slowly. On this map, it looks like there's lightning coming off of it. Is that true in universe?
Yes, like I said, about every 10 to 15 seconds, a bolt of lightning will shoot from one of these four orbs to the orb at the far side of the room. At the far north of the room, there's another orb between two tanks, and that's where these lightning bolts every 10 to 15 seconds will shoot from an orb to that orb.
I'm sorry, I just got distracted by the fact that there appears to be oil in boiling water up at the top.
Oh, you actually get like a reference what that is? Okay, well that's fun. You're not supposed to, but okay, whatever.
I don't know what it is. I just see what looks like when you put a little bit of oil in, like before you make pasta. Some people put oil in it.
Yeah.
I think it's just because a little bit of it is within the orb's light.
Hmm. Thank you, phone. I forgot to mute you.
Rookie mistake.
Phone, stop it. I did not give you permission to make noises.
Aren't there pumpkins?
Okay. No. That was on the
map like,
that
I grabbed. It's like, I'm 100% going to ask Roll for Farming about this pumpkin. Can I...
No, so this room... This room appears to be some kind of stone structure.
Yeah.
There's like stone in the walls. There's stone kind of everywhere you look. And it just appears to be... It actually appears to match the profile of the spire you saw previously. Like that sort of... It looks like that material is what this room is, this chamber is built on.
Mm.
Minus the wood that you can now see up above.
And... So I can't see the bookshelves from this angle, can I?
I mean, you barely see them. But I will tell you, the bookshelves and the wood on the railing and kind of that upper level wood, it looks incredibly degraded. Actually, around this entire room, things look to be in disrepair. There's like this sort of cabling or piping that comes from the base of those orbs. And those look like there's like occasionally there's little sparks that shoot out from the cabling. There's some of the columns that are holding the upper level up look like a good strong push would probably cause them to split in half. This place just looks incredibly in disrepair.
I have a question. Do I have any knowledge now that I didn't presumably have before?
What do you mean?
Well, this is like an out-of-body experience, right? And it's not confirmed if it's my body, or if I'm a ghost leaving behind booger trails, or if it's something else's body, maybe they have knowledge of stop you, looking at you, Kat. If whatever I'm inhabiting has knowledge that I wouldn't necessarily have about this place, or subjects.
No, so all of your thoughts... yours. Like, all of your memories
I wasn't
are
sure
yours.
If, like, I know farming, but for some reason today, I'm an accomplished electrician. Hello.
Why are you yelling? You already got your dinner. You have to wait till bedtime for the
Wants
rest.
To know about the pumpkins, too.
You have to wait till bedtime. Yeah, quit yelling.
Nope, that's all right. Is there any...
She's being dramatic. She's wasting away because she hasn't eaten in the last 2 hours. She's just wasting away.
Oh, my
away.
Goodness. Me either. So, is there any sort of rhyme or reason, like rhythm to the pulsing of electricity, or is it just sporadic?
It's every 10 to 15 seconds... And it's a random one of the four orbs will have the light.
And none of them would be at potentially head level for the arcing bolts?
No, the actual orb itself is actually above the upper level railing.
Okay.
So it's about... Whoopee. Try to do a quick math in my head for like stories. It'd probably be approximately about 15 feet into the
How
air.
Many psychic sails tall is that? Did you just shake her?
Cat today. Not yeah. Better.
I heard that. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. So that's what you see.
Well, I'll move forward a little bit cautiously. Let me know if any of these objects.
All right. So. When you step forward that one more step, you'll notice the orbs at the back of the room both shut off. Casting you in darkness in the back portion of the room.
Okay. I take one step back.
And they turn back on.
I take one step forward.
Off.
One hop this time.
If you step back again, they turn back on. And they do it every time. It's only when you step forward and backwards. If you step to the sides, because they don't see what you're doing, as you step side to side in the chamber, they do not turn off.
Would anything in my schooling have prepared me for whatever the hell is going on?
You can roll a...
like an Arcana, or...
Let's see. Arcana's a good one. I'll see if there's one that's a little bit better for this.
Okay.
Man, if you had some kind of, like, magic lore skill, you'd be set for this role, but you don't have that. You have a farming skill. So yes, it would be an Arcana check.
Oh, I forgot. I was like, wait, why are these numbers lower than I remember? Oh, yeah. I'm not feeling good.
Yep. You're actually, you can actually try to get over that, actually.
How do I do that?
That's something you can't do. You have to spend a fortitude save, I believe, to try to get rid of the sickness. I believe it's fortitude. Let me check that. Tell me on here. Yeah, so you can spend an action to do a fortitude save.
I'm pretty sure I passed it.
And you can...
I passed it. Natural 24.
Oh, yeah, you passed it. So you are no longer sickened.
I feel one better on most things. I was like, that farming's too low. Not today, Satan.
So yeah, you can do an Arcana. Let's see if you
An Arcana.
These sort of things. What's your roll?
Let's find out. 18. The big old 1-8.
Sorry, let me add this note here.
Where I live, that roll is not high enough to smoke.
Okay, so you said an 18. So you would remember in an obscure book in some of the like really old magic sections in the library. There was an obscure book written in... awesome. Written in Draconic. Which you only know how to read with your ancestor with you. Within this book, it mentioned a magical siphon. It requires one focal point and multiple points of siphoning.
So it's a magic siphon. And basically the conduit at the back is potentially the focal point? Is the siphon?
I would say with what you kind of know from that book, you could assume that the point at the back is the focal point. The four orbs here are the attack points for the siphon. You can see in the far distance of the room there are these massive tanks where they're probably storing the magic. And then there, which currently you do not see the target of the siphon from where you currently stand.
Why would somebody want to do this specifically?
So the book wasn't very clear. It was very vague about it. But essentially what the book was talking about, it was talking about taking creatures that are born in magic and born of other planes. And you can take them and you can use a device like this to harness their magical power for yourself.
Oh.
So it's like very much, I guess the traditional thing in a lot of stories would be very much like this dark magic practice of where you would siphon something else's magical abilities to use for yourself.
You crushed the literal firefly, and now you can cast fireball. I gotcha.
Yes, similar to that.
But
the book that you had found, it had mentioned that every experiment of this device had failed. And it listed off a laundry list of like how many times they tried it and the locations they tried it. And it always mentioned that the device would either fail instantly, it would not actually siphon, or they would catastrophically fail.
But like
this one appears to be fully functional, or at least marginally so.
Yeah, but if they have a subject and it's still operating, I feel like some of the failures might have been due to the subject resource point potentially escaping, or not being enough, or being too much.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
All you do know is that every time you've ever heard of this practice, which was only in one book, and it was like this sort of vague... It was basically in this list of vague experiments from... It was all in Draconic. It was all like dragon magic. Oh,
I feel like...
Every time that this process has been attempted, it has always failed.
I feel like it's probably banned, partly due to significant risk of loss of life.
It's not really, I mean, it's not really banned, but it's one of those things that, some of the most powerful wizards of all time have attempted this process and have failed.
So more of an...
So it's one of those, attempt at your own risk. And catastrophic failure, the one thing you would also know about this is this can only work in a pocket dimension.
That explains the psychic sales. That's the name of the episode, by the way, 100%.
So yeah, you would know the only way this can happen is if it's within a pocket dimension. So by catastrophic failure, you would collapse the dimension upon itself with you inside. Which would cast everything within the dimension into the void. And the void is unrecoverable for any magical means. You would know of absolutely no magic or no person who's ever been to the void and returned to tell about it.
I feel like if somebody had done it, they'd be rich. They'd be like, here's how I did it. With like a self-help book. Like, obviously they can replicate it. I'm assuming a lot of luck would go into it. But it'd be the magical equivalent of... I don't read self-help books, so I don't know any titles.
Yeah. So it would. You just know that anything that has ever been, anything that has ever gone to the void, has never returned.
I got it. It'd be the wand, self-esteem, and envisioning the most powerful magic? Question mark. Okay. So, if these things are turning off. If I step forward and they turn off,
uh-huh.
Do they sometimes still go whomp with energy, or do those ones no longer give off energy?
No.
Oh, so potentially part of the conduit of energy here now.
Or they're supposed to turn off as you approach the
like safety measures.
Could be like a safety measure to turn on and off the device, or to maintenance the device, or something. You do not know.
And I can't interact physically with any of the items around me, can I?
I mean, there's like, so the stuff you kind of see on the ground, there's these, like, old candelabras. The candles are melted down to where there's not even a candle left on them. It's just the little metal frame on the ground. Everything on the ground floor here is just, other than like those candelabras, it's all gone. There's nothing down here on the ground floor.
Bummer.
Other than the orbs and the pedestals they sit on, in those candelabras.
So there's just like the tiny like coin of wax at the bottom of a candelabra?
Yes. Just like a little wick sticking up in this little itty bitty chunk of wax. So what is your next plan?
Well, this is going to seem silly. I'm going to try to take out a couple of the little mostly useless chunks of wax with a little wick.
How are you going to do that?
With my goo hands. Goo hands? I just have goo trail?
Yeah, just like a little goo trail. That's all you have.
Hmm. Well, I'm about to go forward. Look at this one. All the wires are shit.
Yeah, when you pass these next ones again, they also turn off.
Oh.
Casting you into pretty much complete darkness.
So the only light is from up near the front of the room.
Yes. You notice up near the front of the room, there is the single, which would be the focal point. That orb is still on. That orb is still on. The sort of inky light is still coming from that orb. Then there are a series of windows that are boarded up. There's kind of this weird sort of light filtering through those windows.
I want to go towards the lever.
Okay. So before you go that, if we're going any further than that,
oh, no.
I need a reflex save from you.
I'm assuming it's because I'm walking in darkness. Or something else.
Yes.
Reflex save? Well, it'd help if I was rolling the correct die.
That does indeed help.
14 plus modifiers. 19. I'm the little halfling that could.
19. So, as you are walking in the darkness...
I'm walking in darkness. Oh, no.
You can't feel anything. You can't see anything. You're just kind of walking. You're barely... You're just kind of trying to find your way through just this pitch black. Or nearly pitch black. And you feel... I guess feel's not the right word. There would be the sudden stop of what would be a leg hitting a stair. Like the riser to a stair.
Can I?
And either you're moving slow enough, or you're able to catch yourself.
Oh, I'm straight up doing like that. the shuffle. Where like I'm not going to trip on anything. I'm going to know if there's any like buttons or anything. Like I don't want to trip on the wire and get electrocuted.
So yeah, you kind of just your leg, what would be your leg hits the riser of the stair. Yeah. And you manage to not trip and fall.
Can I hear anything?
You actually would hear, now that you're close enough, you hear this sort of raspy voice. But voice isn't the correct word, because as you hear this raspy voice, it sort of coalesces into other voices. And you hear it kind of, it's like these voices are... different. There's many of them. There are the voices of what you believe to be the voices of your parents or some of your siblings, and then there's voices you've never heard before. There's a voice of a vendor you heard in a market once that you just randomly recall their voices. It was unique. There's also that undertone of this sort of like demonic grovelly voice. There's also a voice of there's just a whole litany of voices. You would think hearing all these different voices, they'd be talking to each other, but it seems like whatever is happening, all these voices are almost talking along the same thought. Like it's almost like somebody's talking to themselves, but they're speaking in 1,000 different voices.
What are they talking about? It's a cacophony, but can I make anything out?
Yeah, it's not really a cacophony because it's kind of like they go from one voice to the next voice to the next voice. There's sort of this in between.
So is this a chain of different thoughts, or is this a legion situation?
I guess you'd call it like a Legion situation.
Sometimes they talk simultaneously the same. Oh, cool. So it's grandma and the mailman and the cart guy all talking about, boy, I wish it was brighter outside. But what are they saying then?
Curse you, go away.
If there's 1,000 voices telling me to go back, I think I'm going to go back. If there's 1,000 voices saying, release me, I'm going to need like a story first. Because mama didn't raise no fool.
So these voices, so kind of along the lines of these voices where it'll kind of shift and alter. And they do occasionally overlap each other, but then sometimes they... It's almost as if the voices wait for the one previous to finish before it starts.
Oh, okay.
And it's talking about this. It's almost like it's gasping for breath, and you kind of hear it mentioning the pain. Pain stops. Things cease. I see no one. Or do I see everyone? Sort of like the delirium of thought.
Oh, it's just a steady stream of consciousness and different voices that I have when I'm home alone and bored. I'm like, what am I going to eat today? I don't know. Maybe it'll be mac and cheese. No, I had mac and cheese yesterday.
Not quite that, but along those lines. But yeah, so you're still in the darkness. So where do you plan to go?
The lever. Is the lever actually there?
There is actually a lever over there. You can kind of see it.
The lever seems significant. Am I?
So when you step,
able to make noise?
No, you don't. You so far do not make any noise as you move. But. You, when you step up onto the step that you hit earlier, a light turns on in the center of the ceiling.
Oh.
And you realize you're on a raised dais with, a dais? Yeah, ooh. Raised dais. With, runes etched into the floor.
Oh, yeah, I thought...
You would recognize right away that these are runes of imprisonment on the floor. They're runes of trapping, where you would use them to trap a demon, to speak to a demon, or use them to trap creatures from other planes in order to talk to them or to ask them questions. It's done occasionally as you're trying to chase down magical secrets.
I have a question. You mentioned, I thought I heard the phrase Earth Elemental earlier.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is that this? Is that what I'm looking at?
No. So what you're looking at here, because now the light's on, you'll see this sort of amorphous, but not amorphous blob. It's hard to explain exactly what this blob is in Guy's brain. Like, his brain cannot really truly figure out what
I'm looking
is.
At. Am because I looking
as soon
at?
As soon as it seems like you know what this shape is supposed to be, it shifts to a different shape.
I have a couple questions. One for clarification.
Uh-huh.
And one is it like trying to look at a fourth dimensional shape? Like it's just...
It's more painful than that.
So this is some potentially Lovecraftian levels of look at it too long and I might go mad type deal?
No, it's If you try to concentrate on this thing, you start getting like a headache. You don't have a head, so it's weird because you just feel this pain that would be a headache, but you don't have a head in the situation to have a headache.
It must be psychic allergy season.
So it's one of those. It's sort of like this thing that you can't concentrate on, and as you watch it, it'll shift. Like it'll have. Like, for one moment, it's an elven shape, then it shifts into a human shape, then it goes into, like, a dwarf, and then it goes into a demon. It kind of filters through all of these different shapes, and it kind of moves and shifts, and you notice that as it moves and shifts, the shapes somewhat match the voice you're hearing. So when it's the demon's voice speaking, it'll be a demonic figure on the slab.
Oh, weird.
And as it as the lights come on, it'll just, it'll kind of look around and it says, someone approaches. You. I recognize you. Or do I recognize you?
I attempt to shrug.
Have you been here? Have you been here before, or are you the visiting the first time?
I attempt to shrug again. Do I have a body now, or am I still just goo footprints?
No. You actually, as you look at your footprints from behind you, you notice that they don't hang around for more than about three steps.
Well, but they're definitely where I've stepped, right?
Yes.
Cool. I am going to use what little bit of resources I have on hand and use a goo footprint to trace a question mark on the floor.
So it kind of watches you and it says, you do not look like the ones that trapped me here, though I cannot say what they look like. I do believe it was a woman, however.
I use goo footprint to draw the Romans, the symbol of Mars. I am man.
Okay.
Also, I am guy. It works on two levels.
You know you can speak, right?
I can.
And you hear yourself ask that question.
Oh, well, that wasn't working. Oh, I was able to talk earlier, wasn't I? Out of character. Okay. Hi.
Hey.
I'm Guy.
Hello, Guy. Do you come to finally kill me, or do you come to free me?
What will you do if you're freed?
I do not fully know. I do know that if I am freed, I shall return to my home.
I do sympathize with what's going on, but I would need information and concessions before I make my decision.
What information do you wish?
Why are you here?
I was brought here because of my power. I was betrayed and trapped by a former friend.
Are we in the spire?
I do not know what you mean by spire.
Big magic tower.
I don't get out much, so I'm not sure.
You've been here a long time, I would imagine.
Have I been here a long time, or have I been here little? I do not know. I believe time is different in this space.
That may be the case, but judging by the state that a lot of things are in, either they built it shoddy to begin with, or even if time's weird, you've been here a while. You're not. So you're betrayed. Who are you?
That is not a question I can answer in your language, for my name does not exist in your language.
I would also accept a pictogram or a nickname.
A I was called Nisiti from my friend.
Okay. Would you like the same friend who betrayed you? Would you prefer a different nickname?
It was the friend who betrayed me. If you need a name, it is a name that I have that can be used. Or if you wish to use a different name, that is your prerogative.
Well, what are you? I need to... I'd like to free you, but I need to make sure the safety of myself and others can be confirmed, and depending on what you might be, that might be easier to determine.
What I am is difficult, but I will try to bring it down to your level. We, which is preferred, are a constant. We are what has been, we are what will be, and we are what is.
Alright, well, I suppose that makes sense. Have you seen my friends? One of them's taller than me, but on the shorter side, and a little bit abrasive. Some might say racist, and the other one's tall, and some might also say abrasive.
Not many have been able to enter this chamber outside of those who entrapped me, but I do not know where you exist in your reality or timeline, whether you are the first of your friends or the last or the middle of your friends. I cannot know, for I have no base to use as a reference.
I would like to give the current date that we left right before the tower. And I would also like to give a significant date on when the... What would be some significant dates I could list?
I mean, there's the founding of countries, there is the founding of your school.
I would go with the founding of the country that we're in. And then maybe like a guesstimate on how long ago the whole magic tower biz went down with the punishment.
Okay, so you would kind of give him that, and he's just, those are interesting facets, but I have no frame of reference, for I have never experienced any of those.
Oh. Do you keep your promises?
I keep promises as I can.
Okay. What happens if you... Is there any way to keep important promises, like... I know some people make oaths.
Our word is our bond. Right.
Well, if I free you, can you promise not to hurt anyone on your way home?
That I cannot promise. I do not know what will happen when I am released. I have no control over it.
I would like to ask if they are familiar with my ancestor.
We know not many, but we also know all. So it is difficult to connect who this person is relative to who you are. For we see all realities and times simultaneously.
I just wanted to make sure that they weren't one of the ones who helped betray you. What's the name of the person who betrayed you?
The friend who betrayed us was Mabari.
What is that?
One of the dragons.
Oh. Is that one of the dragons that are supposedly still around?
So what you know on dragons is after the calamity, dragons kind of disappeared because as magic went bonkers, dragons are very magical creatures.
Oh, so just like a single sneeze, they could have just poofed out of existence accidentally.
Or they could be trapped in other forms, or stuff could have happened. There's stories of dragons who went to use some of their magical abilities and were sent to a different plane.
I'm assuming any of the survivors might have just left the continent entirely.
There's a chance of that. But you do know that Tilindor is the territory that was gifted and promised as the dragon's own territory.
That's where we are now, right?
Yes, you are in northern Tilindor. Both north and southern continents were gifted to the dragons as concessions from other powerful beings that needed this world as a refuge. That is what the old stories tell.
Hey, where is your home?
It's my home. We believe our home is on the other side of that door. But we cannot be sure.
Besides Mabari, do you hold animosity towards anyone else?
The rest of her ilk.
Oh, well, I believe they have left the realm as we know it, as far as I'm aware, during my current time in the timeline.
We do not believe that is a possibility, for they were numerous, and they created contingencies to last into the future.
But some stuff happened a while ago in the timeline, and magic got all wibbledy-wobbledy, and everybody who's magical is just one sneeze away from exploding or turning into a toad. As far as I'm aware in my studies, dragons are inherently magical, so probably not the best time for them.
Not all of her cohorts were dragons.
Oh, well, and you're sure none of... I know you said the Peepop's name, but in my brain he's just forever Peepop.
You need to fix your brain on that one. Din Elkar.
That's right. And you're sure none of them were Din Elkar?
Oh, Din Elkar was never personally involved with me or us in any reality that we have ever touched. Right. Din Elkar was one of the few powerful mages of their time that did not carry all of the ulterior motives, though we believe he followed some of them.
Being related to Din Elkar, would that put somebody on your hit list?
As we stated, he has not directly caused us harm, though we are not a petty being. We only wish to return home.
Alright, well, do you think that lever over there would do the trick?
That lever was pulled when we were initially put into this trap.
Counterpoint. Couldn't I just theoretically erase some of these runes on this floor?
It is a possibility, though there are runes on the straps and mechanisms on the slab.
Yeah, I'm currently, I guess, made of sack of goop, so I'm pretty sure I could erase some of them. You're not fixated on one particular time. Does that mean you'll know if things are about to go, who is my pa said one time when he, we had a little bit of sauce and, the goats got all loose, tits up?
So it'll laugh in, a multitude of laughs. And will shift and look at you. And when it shifts, you'll actually hear a lightning bolt blast through the room, like a bright, blinding flash as it kind of flies over you and strikes the wall. And this form will then say, "We know not."
Well, that was a light show and a half. My goodness. Is that normal, or was that a warning?
That is believed to be a sign of this prison failing.
Huh.
For if it has been as long as you state, since the collapse of the spires and the guild associated with them, we have been imprisoned at least that long.
Hey, I read that if things go real bad with this kind of spell, that I could end up in the void. You could end up in the void. I don't think I could survive in the void. Can you survive in the void?
We call the void home.
Well, if I get sucked in the void, could you help? You mind help me get home, like?
It would be impossible.
Is the void nice this time of year?
The void is the void.
Uh-huh. But, like, what's its major exports? I'm just... Alright, you know what?
The void, as you and your ilk would conceive of it, is a space that is devoid of all meaning, nature, and matter.
So it's nothing.
Your people would see it as worse than nothing, for it is in fact the opposite of everything all at once. Mabari once referred to it as an anti-space.
Right. Well, I suppose at the very least I'd be able to catch up on my sleep, assuming I'm not torn asunder. Well, this is the right thing to do, I'm pretty sure. You didn't do any, like, major crimes to get locked up in here. You were just betrayed. I know that somebody who did something wrong might not necessarily be inclined to tell me so, but I'm sure you've been here long enough to make up for whatever you did, if that was the case.
We were imprisoned because we are an aspect of conjuration. We have a very different understanding of what it means to exist within the void. To put it in your terms, we have unlimited ability to create and form and shape. We are able to control everything at once and form our imaginations on the realm around us.
So in
the void, we are able to use this power to create endlessly.
So basically,
in your plane, our power would be referenced mostly in terms of your conjuration magics.
Right. So basically, the void for us regular folk would be like hell, but so long as you're there, it's like your own personal private universe. If you want a glass of water, you get a glass of water. If you want to create a mountain, poof, there's a mountain. It's a blank canvas for you to paint upon.
That is a good summation of events.
Right. Well, then, in that case, if, as I said earlier, things go, quote, tits up, hopefully you can help make my stay comfortable if I'm stuck in the void with you. And then I'm going to pull the lever.
So when you're going to pull the lever, I need a strength check.
Oh.
Because this lever is heavily, heavily rusted. It's actually almost at a weird cant because the metal is so degraded.
Can I use my psychic goo to oil it first? No. Okay. A strength? Just flat strength?
Yes. A flat strength.
Would it be, well, if it would be athletics, I have no proficiency, so it's still plus zero. If things go wrong here, I might use my halfling luck, but that's a 19.
The lever does not budge.
I can only roll one better than that. What if I put, I get like a running start?
You could try.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll lower the DC. 17.
It does not budge.
All right, well, plan B. I'll be right back.
And actually, the lever, you actually cause it to snap when you hit it with motion. So the top half of the lever snaps off.
All right, well, can I pick up the top half of the lever?
Yeah, you can
go to pick plan it up. Plan B. Are these carved or are these chalk, the runes?
So the runes actually almost seem to be part of the wood itself.
Yeah, well, lever meet runes. Wait. Can I roll an Arcana to see if this is a good idea?
You can definitely roll an Arcana to see if it's a good idea.
15. Wait, no. Modifiers. 19.
So 19. You would know that depending on the power of the creature within these chambers, these wards, these wards not only keep the creature within, but it also confines their power to stay within the chamber, like this sort of warded chamber that is produced here.
So, potentially breaking the seal could be like putting a small hole in a volcano where it might just erupt?
That's a possibility. To break a circle... if you forcibly break a circle, that would be allowing whatever was within that circle to interact with the world around it fully. So, if you're in some sort of, pocket or whatever, like a room, if the seal is broken, the creature within the seal can interact with everything that you see and more. Because it will fully be within the space. The actual chamber where this ward is a completely different space than where you currently reside.
Okay. In effect. Hey, friend, question. Are you sure we're not already in the void? From what I read, we'd have to be in some sort of pocket dimension for one of these types of spells to work. Theoretically.
If we reside within a pocket dimension, then we are between your reality and the void.
Right, right.
Which could be a very dangerous place for your reality.
Right, it sounds like if I mess up here, I can implode. I do want to free you. I want to do this smart. So I could break the ward, but whatever power you hold on existence would leak out, and you'd be able to interact with everything. Well, or I could try to mess with the machine, maybe?
We will caution you against doing anything that would be destructive to this dimension. For if it is not closed correctly, it could allow forces from the void to leech into your reality. And there are negative presences within the void.
Well, you learn something new every day. I feel like this would be a lot easier if P-Pop was here. I'm open to suggestions, friend. Because I'm not budging this lever, apparently. I got half of it.
We are confined to a very small space, so we have little to no knowledge of this chamber outside of our space. We do know this was once used as Mabari's personal study within her home.
Mm.
Though what it is now, we know not. And I actually want you, as you're over there now, kind of looking around, give me a percentage check.
Yep. I'm on a roll tonight. Yeah, I was on a roll, but that's only a 13.
Alright, so you, as you're kind of looking around here, you notice through these boarded up windows, you kind of look around, you can see that clearing that you had entered into. You actually can see where you three had stood previously and where your guide had left you previously. You can see that area of the clearing. You can see around you, and you notice that when this form moves, if an effect doesn't happen within this space, it happens within the area you can see around you through these windows.
Hey, Silver. If you zoom in right where I'm clicking, there's a hamster in the window. I don't know if you see it.
I never noticed that. That's funny.
I was like, I wonder if what's outside the window. It's a little tiny. I don't think that's actually what it is, but when you zoom in enough, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah.
So, like, I have a silly question. Are our bodies outside?
Yes, actually.
Are we just, like, catatonic on the ground?
You would roll high enough that you would see them. You actually appear to be moving.
Was it right when we left, or was this the weird time before the fight, the cultist fight, where I was chasing after myself?
So what you see when you look out these windows is when you and your companions had first entered the clearing.
All right.
Your body seemed to be moving around as if, almost as if, like zombies. Like there's motion. They're going around and interacting with stuff, but you can't really know, you can't really see any expressions. You just kind of see them move.
So there's not necessarily a lot of purpose behind the motions.
Okay.
Yes. Other than, like, the base human needs of survival. Like, you know, you'll notice one of the three will go to a berry bush and sort of pick some berries off.
Probably got it.
Right. Well, if this is the study, there's not like a time limit on this, is there? I know the prison's fading, and that's probably not good if we do run out of time before it figures out, but I just wish I had a light. It looks like there's stairs and bookshelves, and maybe there's some diagrams on what are all this.
There is definitely a possibility of such, though the light rarely expands past where it is currently. Once someone comes to this raised dais.
You don't think me taking a board or two off the window would help brighten it up? Or this pocket dimension might cease to exist as we know it?
We believe the windows and the barriers are attempting to maintain themselves as best they can. But it is not holding up. Necessarily.
Right. Do you know anything about an earth elemental? I thought I heard one earlier.
They are something that can be conjured, so possibly one of the surges of our power caused it to be brought.
You don't think it's ornery, is it?
It is most likely no longer there. Oh, thank goodness.
I don't think I have magic right now. All I have is this lever. I take a couple of experimental slow swings with it, testing the weight out. This would just be an improvised weapon, but
yeah. Yeah, so there are two staircases that lead up to where you can see bookshelves. They are pretty worn and torn, and they don't look so great. There's definitely heavy amounts of dust, and some of the books look to be pretty kind of that sort of, a book when it sits on a shelf too long kind of gets that sort of micro tearing down.
Yeah, from the gravity of how it's placed.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, one of these times we're going to go in a tower and the books are going to be in good enough shape and I'm going to be able to do some studying on my own. You're probably not aware of this, but I may or may not be inadvertently a criminal in my homeland because I was kidnapped.
That is most tragic.
That's what we pay our taxes for, I guess. Alright, I'll figure this out as quick as I can.
Where are you?
Up the stairs. I don't know if these documents on the wall are actually a thing.
So, as you look at this wall, the first thing you're going to notice is in the center of the wall, there is a very large portrait of a green-hued dragon.
Mabari, is that, I presume? Or Mabari's lover?
Yes. No, that would be Mabari in her natural form. Mabari was quite self-absorbed.
Yeah, I know people like that.
I mean, you would notice that particular portrait is at least 3 times the size of the next largest portrait on the wall.
Yeah, well, it is the biggest portrait in the area. I suppose if you had all the time, magic, and money in the world as a dragon, I'd probably also have large portraits. But That's besides the point. Good brushwork, though. Person who painted this is probably dead. Sorry, they had mandatory art classes. Anyway, I'm going to keep on hitting up them stairs.
Mandatory art classes.
Yeah, so you can continue up the stairs. So the very first bookshelf is within enough light that you can actually make out. If there are any writings on any of the bindings, you can make out what the writing is. You can still see at this part of the area. The next group of shelving, about halfway through the shelves, kind of turns into where you can't really make out what's going on. Anything past that is just dark. It's too dark to see.
Hey, if I sound out these... I'm assuming a lot of them are in Draconic.
There is a whole bunch of languages.
Hey, if I phonetically try to sound some of these out, the ones I don't know, what languages you know?
We know probably all languages of your reality.
Wow. What a talent. Do any of them seem to either match or follow similar subject matters as to the one book that gave me what little bit of information I have about this particular type of chamber?
So you would notice there is one book that has a very similar script on the binding as the one you found that told you about a chamber like this. So there's one book that almost has the exact same script, almost as if it's written by the same hand.
Same language and everything?
Same language, same... So the language is the same, the lettering is the same. It's as if the same person wrote both of those book bindings. Except this one is slightly different in wording.
Hey, what's Gra-Aka mean?
So you'll kind of like sound out. So what you read previously was it was a guide to ancient draconic magics is what the book you saw previously was. This one does not say guide. This one says a word that you don't recognize. Ancient, draconic, and then a word you don't recognize.
I'm assuming I've heard P-Pop read draconic, so I could probably recognize sounds without knowing what they mean. Like, oh yeah, this one's Enye. I know draconic isn't Spanish.
So the first one is probably a name because it does not have a sound that is familiar to you. It's just a structure. It doesn't seem familiar as like a word. The last word is similar to the word for even like a cursory draconic. You would be similar to the word for notes.
Journal. I found something. A journal or notes. Man, I really should have paid more attention in social studies.
Should have paid more attention in draconic class.
Have draconic class, I bet.
You did. Draconic is a language of magic.
Listen, I imagine you just didn't take it as an elective. He chose that class before he summoned P-Pop. So it was like, do you want to take arts class as an elective or draconics class as an elective? Like, why would I want to learn a new language when I can just look at nice paintings? Like, okay, you do you. P-Pop probably was like, why the hell didn't you take the draconics class? You short failure.
You short failure of my genetics.
We're definitely not related. Obviously draconic, then arts.
Yeah, so it is a book that is in... so you pull the book off the shelf? And you open it up? So you open it up, and it is written in this very elegant, very elegant script in Draconic. It's handwritten in this sort of green, deep green.
Does the green match the dragon portrait?
Give me a give me a perception.
Damn, I was gonna ask if I could roll a society, but it'd be the same modifier. Dirty 20.
Yes, the color of this green is the exact shade as the green on the dragon's body, like the dragon scales.
Hey, I think I found Mavari's journal or something. She had real nice handwriting. I'm assuming she took a different form to write. I can't imagine big old dragon claws being very detail-oriented with a pen and quill. Or ink and quill. One of these days, I'll be able to keep one of these books from the tower. I'm pretty sure the last one I found turned to dust. Anyway, back down the stairs I go, because I can't read this shit. And I hold up the book like that's one scene from a movie with the boombox, but instead it's this book.
So, they'll translate in the best way to, basically the best translation to common, which is not 100% accurate. So the very first page, it is Mabari's Corrections for Ancient Draconic Magics.
Oh, I read the prequel to this. It was dry.
This is, it appears to be Mabari's self-aggrandizing notes and takes on the ancient secrets of draconic magic.
Again, I'd be really nice if I could keep one of these books one of these days. Is there like a table of contents?
I would say there probably is, because it's technically an academic book. That was hard to say for some reason.
I blame the snack sales.
So yeah, there's probably some kind of table of contents. So you open up that page and you will say, they'll kind of read off a couple different things that they say about. So there's like draconic flight, draconic travel. There's different kind of just miscellaneous draconic magic things that they do. There's a device in there that is a draconic construction.
And then
after that chapter is the draconic siphon device.
Is there a section that's a draconic failsafes?
No, but there is after that one, or at the very end of this book, it appears to be handwritten that says draconic alchemy.
There's not enough time. I suppose for you, there's all the time in the world, or the lack of time in the world. I'm sure you want to get home, and I would like to have fingers and head, shoulders, knees, and toes again. Let's just flip on over to the draconic siphon. Flip, 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 flip.
So you flip the draconic siphon and
quickly but carefully. It is an old ass book.
Yep. Yes. So he'll tell you to kind of flip pages. He just keeps telling you to flip pages because the whole intro is how to set up this chamber. And you'll notice that from what you saw in the previous book, there are corrections added to areas of like diagrams, and there's whole little excerpts on the side with there's text added to clarify things. Think of like somebody who writes notes in their textbooks. That's what is these kind of writings and corrections and notes that you're finding that are kind of in this book in different places. All of this, like all of those stuff that are added, are in that same green color for ink. The standard ink is like a standard black, almost like a standard academic book.
Oh, yeah. So this is the Mabari notes.
Yes.
Except I'm probably long-winded and self-aggrandizing.
he'll tell you to stop on that right. page. It's... So, Mabari mentions that the problem with all of the other experiments is none of them made a chamber of will for their pocket.
A chamber of will. What's Billy got to do with this? No, I know what you meant. I tell jokes when I'm nervous.
We recount stories of other realities when we get nervous.
Oh, he must have been nervous right before I came in. Y'all were talking yourselves.
We finally did not feel pain.
Well, that's probably a good sign. Or a bad sign. Not really any in between for that kind of thing.
It seemed to happen whenever the device was turned off. Though we cannot recall the last time it was turned off.
Alright. Well, how do we turn this off and free you?
It is a chamber of will.
So you will it to be turned off?
You must will your solution to come to
be. Oh, so I could theoretically think up a button that frees you without imploding, and it will do that. I have the power of imagination, if you will.
Not to that
but
level.
Similar train of thought? Similar wagon of thought?
a chamber of will means there is options within the chamber. Right. You will the option that you wish to happen. And that is what will activate or deactivate the chamber. As it is. Did you have information on what you required for your trip here?
I was supposed to find some sort of artifact, I believe. Are you the artifact?
We know of no artifacts here, though we are in a limited space.
Hey, can you go out of the void on your own if you want to?
No, we are trapped within the sigils.
No, beyond this, like like, once you're free, are you able to visit other places? Because it is, there's a small possibility that you are, in fact, the artifact to help fix magic, because a bunch of magic people back in the day really, they really stepped in it, and as I mentioned before, with the wonky magic and the psychic sneezes and the imploding dragons.
They imprisoned us to use our power to create what they were trying to create.
So whatever they were trying to work on might have been the artifact?
It's a possibility. Or if whatever was pulling our essence, that might
be the
artifact.
So the big bulb up there? I'm pretty sure I'll explode if I touch that as I am now. Anyway, reason I was asking is, once you're free of here, I think if you imagine a door and a certain key, you might be able to visit a tavern. So you could, I don't know if you need to drink or anything, but there's some nice folk there that you might like to meet sometime.
Do you speak of the dragon ran by the black dragon man? We have seen this tavern in several
realities.
Have you
seen the Pumpernickel Room?
That is a
How do you feel about Pumpernickel? I find it to be spicy for some reason.
We do not need to eat like turtles.
But do you like to eat?
He never had a need or want to.
Maybe don't start with Pumpernickel. It's fine. It's pretty good, but I'm sure it's not for everyone. Try a nice apple pie or pumpkin pie. Therefore, I am in this chamber, and I need to get the artifact, which is something probably connected to where all the magic's been heading to, and at the same time free you. Then I probably need to believe that I can disconnect the device without perishing. Or this plane imploding and freeing you. And if I think and hope and wish and believe hard enough, it'll happen.
It is a theory. Though we do not know what the choices are that are able to be triggered in this space. It is options based on the wording in the notes. You have options within this space that you can will to happen. Going against those options means nothing will happen.
So I can't say that this lever turns off the device safely and then just hit it with it.
No, that is not how this chamber works.
Be a hell of a thing if it did. So I got half a lever and there's all these wires and a big Beplic coil. Question. Did the device turn off? Listen. Quiet you. Did the device turn off when the, when I got closer, it seemed like the things turned off?
The chamber is not off. Only resting might be a word for it.
Well, I'm asking, did it start resting when I approached, or was it resting before?
Yes, it, it paused its machinations as you approach.
Oh, so if I, go to the back of the chamber, you might be in pain again.
That is what...
Alright, well, let's try to look for solutions nearby then. What's at this table over here?
So, that table over there is a collection of... beakers and big granulated cylinders, sort of tubing and piping. There's like little burners there. This would be probably the most extravagant and excessive alchemical workstation that you have ever seen in your life. It has every single tool that you have ever used in any alchemy training that you have ever performed. And then some that you don't even recognize. But you notice that scattered around the table and on the table and around the table are a bunch of sheets of notes written in that same very elegant draconic script that the notes were written in.
Hey, do you know if it's safe to cross the ward? I might just have to hand you this book, friend.
It's, you can enter the space, for you are not what it is trying to imprison. You are from the realm that created this.
Right. Could I just hand you the book, and then if I ask for you to help out, you could?
Perhaps. We have not attempted to use our hands in such a way.
You haven't held a thing before?
Not in this space. Oh, all right.
Well, fair enough. I was like, well, I tentatively step over the cords and over to the amalgamation.
So, why'd you step up onto the metal part of the dais, give me a perception check.
Ooh, 21.
So you notice as you step up there to hand this book to this amalgamation of forms, below, so it is on this stone slab that has straps that are of leather construction and metal construction that have a litany of runes on them and symbols. And you notice the slab itself seems to have channels that look like they're almost naturally occurring within the slab as they flow into the slab. They flow around the slab. And at the base where the slab meets the metal that's on top of the wooden floor, you notice two keyholes.
Oh, well, looks like there's some keyholes. Maybe that'll be one of the options. All right, well, carefully hands the book to them.
So, as you hand the book over, I'm going to say you're going to brush one of the straps that are kind of strapping its torso in place. And I need you to make a will save.
Oh, I'm really good at those, actually. Let's see how really good. .23.
You feel an unexplainable urge deep within your soul, your very essence of being. The urge you feel is to drive the snapped off part of the lever you are carrying into this creature's chest.
Oh, but I don't.
But the urge very quickly passes.
That was mighty uncomfortable. Hey, do you know what would happen if I touched the chair here?
We have no inkling of such things.
Well, this is mad awkward. Did they take the book, by the way?
Yeah. So
it's, I'm going to back away quickly. For some reason, I'm going to try not to touch that again, because it made me wish violence upon you, and I'm very sorry. I'm not the type. That might have been one of the fail safes, or maybe do you have self-loathing lately?
It may be one of the choices for the chamber. Oh, to
just kill you. Well, I'm not doing that, because you already promised you're not going to try to hurt people. Although, I'd like to add an addendum. If you see any of those culty buggers, you could at least rough them up if they're ever in your neck of the woods. They keep trying to stab me.
Do you mean... Do you mean the weavers?
I believe so.
Mabari once led them. They were here when I was first...
Some people want to sacrifice me to get more magic for themselves because I am quote unquote a faithless one.
They view your liking and likeness as a way to get their access back to the power that they have siphoned from us.
Right. Well, they're the ones who kind of made me a potential criminal.
They wish to use you almost as if a conduit to access our power.
I don't really want to be a conduit. Does that mean if I free you, there will be one less reason for them to want to hunt me down? Oh, wait, no, I feel like that'd be one more reason for them to want me to hunt me down, wouldn't it? Oh, well. Still the right thing to do. Probably. You know, the whole enemy of my enemy is my friend type deal.
We fear either option of us being free, staying here, or even us dying. They will be driven to find a way to get us back into their clutches. And we do not die as you mortals do.
So, technically stabbing you could be one of the solutions, but I'm sure you'd appreciate not being stabbed. Right.
Correct.
Well, if they try to get their clutches back on you, I suppose you could theoretically just hang out in the tavern whenever they come in your neck of the woods. I don't think they're allowed in there.
So you're going to investigate the keyholes?
Keyholes. I was going to ask them, specifically gave them a book to check the alchemy thing, because it's an alchemy table, and you mentioned that there is an alchemy chapter. Maybe I have to synthesize a key with potion. I don't know.
So, it's actually funny because all three of you have forgotten this. You were given two keys.
That's right. I was like,
you were told there is a third key. At
I want to go check behind the stupid portrait. Mother trucker. Big painting. Swivel, swivel. If it falls down, it breaks. Couldn't give less of a shit. Is there a key?
There is nothing.
I still knock it over.
I'm going to run a spite.
Stupid painting. Don't even have a key behind it. Hey, you don't know where the third key might be, right? Wait, do I physically...
We know only of two keys. Those that locked us in here.
Do I have the keys?
Well, irregardless of who has the keys, you have no physical form. So, you have no access to anything you carried in this current state of being.
Hey, was there anything in the alchemy section that might be useful then? Maybe we could synthesize keys. I don't really have any of my stuff on me. Otherwise, I could, you know, I got chalk. I got a knife. Right here, I'm just goo.
The alchemy sections are just alchemy. Potions, ways to continue to maintain one's power when in a different form.
Fat lot of good that did them. I'm open to suggestions. I'm going to check these other...
So on that one, on that staircase, the left staircase you were on the right earlier, there is another equally large portrait, the same size as the one that had the dragon on it. This one has a tiefling female that is that greenish color, and you notice there are the greenish scales kind of, you know, peeking out around the dress that this tiefling is wearing. You see, like, the telltale signs of these green
Give me the
scales.
Key, you stupid painting. Is there a key? I knock it over. No. Fuck you, painting. Yeah, she probably won't be back to see that I did this, and maybe she won't know I did this. I hope. That's what you get for not having a key. Any good books up here?
It's a similar collection of books in your
I really should have taken that class. Why did I take an extra on tea ceremony? That was good tea, though.
Dude. So, do you have a idea of what it is you need
to do? Well, I'm thinking I need the keys. I don't have the keys on me, which is problematic. I mean, maybe I could try to whittle one out of this little dinky chunk of wax, but I don't really have hands.
So when you step off of the dais, the light above will turn off.
Shit.
And you're cast into darkness.
Pardon my French. Pardon my halfling. Oh my goodness. Halflings are French.
No, in my brain, elves are French.
Elves, okay. Halflings are French Cajun. Actually, I think maybe I got the accent right there. Oh boy. Anything under this rug? Well, that's stupid. Nope. It's where I keep the key. But I probably shouldn't have said that. You're not gonna try to break my house. You don't even know where I live.
Actually, we do know where you live in every reality.
Well, you're still not going to try to break into my house. I'm not to worry about you knowing where the key is. Did she mention anything about in the chapter about turning it off? Disassembly instructions?
Only that... This chamber is a chamber of will.
All right. I look at my hands, and I imagine the keys in my hands. This is so stupid. This would be a lot easier of a riddle if it was a chamber of gas.
So you could give me
please throw me a bone. Yeah,
an intelligence check.
Flat int. What is my int? Oh,
I'm a bit dumb. It's fine. Dirty
21. What'd you get?
Okay. Sorry, dirty 20.
So, you, as Guy is thinking and running around trying to figure out what's going on, you would think, so think back to the choice you were given, or the action that happened earlier when you touched the scraps. You had an urge to kill this creature. What would be, if this is a simple chamber of wills, like you have to have, like the simple chamber of choices, what would be an opposite to the choice to kill this creature?
To free them or to heal them? The opposite of killing would be to give life? I'm not getting down with no amalgam.
Oh yeah, so an opposite choice to killing this creature would be to...
or to have it kill me?
Sort of along those lines. I guess that's also a possibility too. So there's three choices there you can use. If you want to try to apply the will.
Is there straps holding this thing down?
On the slab, yes. There's straps holding the form.
I would like to use my lever to carefully pry the straps up.
Will is my strong suit. The strap.
Natural 26, mother trucker.
So, we once again feel the inexplainable urge deep in your soul to kill the creature, but it passes again. And you notice that the lever, when it's touching this stone slab, you get blasted with a burst of magic that courses up the lever. And I need to see my list of spells here. Let's go with this level.
That was the hint. The hint was that I'm a conduit. Mm-hmm. I can use the conjuration magic of this thing to will the thing I need to do the thing. God bless it. Is that the...
12.
Is that the solution? Is that the potential solution, Silver? Got what?
No. Okay. So, you feel like this tingle below where this lever is hitting this slab. You feel this tingle.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah, if you feel a tingle, sure. Do you investigate it? So when you investigate this little area that's like tingling kind of lower on your arm, you see that there is a small gap, and inside of it, if Guy were to have a familiar, what would it be? This is actually a hilariously awesome little creature.
Is it?
Inside the pouch, there is a little calligraphy worm. So a little dragon that is sort of like the calligraphy paper. Kind of has a little yawn inside this little
pocket. So it's a little origami dragon, basically?
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking flavor-wise.
Well, that's just cute as a button. Hello?
So it would kind of like do like a little thing that my brain thinks like, you know, when cats kind of do that little snort thing at you, it does that and like sprays a little bit of ink. But the lever that you were using to try to pry this strap off, give me a reflex.
I'm less good. Oh wait, I'm only one less good at those.
Come on, I've been rolling good all night.
Let's keep that trend going.
15.
15. So this lever, it forcibly gets thrown away. You're just barely able to keep it within your hands as it gets forcibly thrown backwards, causing you to fall over as this thing flies backwards.
So I stuck two magnets facing the same polarity near each other. One was a lever, one was a slab, and I just went, whom.
Well, it's almost as if you put the magnets together and then the polarity shifted.
Yeah, I meant like you put a north to a north and there's that little pushback, but it was sudden. Somebody slipped up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very sudden.
I punched the force field. The force field punched back.
Yeah.
The old Hollywood recoil.
You'll actually hear when that happens too, the creature will scream in a multitude of voices, and after you kind of recover, you're still holding onto the lever, it'll kind of pant. Please, don't do that again.
Sorry about that. Is the tiny dragon still there?
Yes.
Do you got any thoughts? I don't suppose you have a key.
It doesn't speak. It just kind of curls up and goes back to its nap in its little pocket.
Alright. Well. Do you know if there are any healing potions over on that alchemy table?
As far as I know, the supplies on that table have been there as long as I have.
Ah, so they're probably expired. What would be the opposite of attacking you? Freeing you, sparing you, walking away, that's not good for you either.
Well, if it is a decision, knowing how Mabari was, you most likely have to vocally confirm that you are making a decision for the way her style was about magical effects.
I should probably be... Wait. This is anything like how complex forms of magic, you have to be very specific. So I'm going to have to word this specifically, aren't I?
There is a chance of such.
Right. So, I would like to spare and free you in a way that does not have negative repercussions on either of our personage and does not let evil entities out of the void.
That is far too extravagant for Mabari style. At least in terms of
I was going to say, like, I saw the paintings. I don't think that's even close to extravagant enough for her. That's both a joke and my genuine opinion.
I imagine she would value simplicity in the ask.
I am going to free you, and everything will be okay.
So when you say, I am going to free you, before you can say the rest of it, you kind of trail off as you say the rest of it. You see nothing but the white that you saw previously. And that is where we end this solo trek.
It's So that's it, huh? Just gonna leave me on a cliffhanger? Yeah, we don't know if we're gonna have to collect the seven dragon spells and bring me back from the land of the dead. Or if I solved your verbal puzzle. God damn it. I wonder if the others did well in their episode. I guess, depending on what order these are released, we'll either find out later, or all of you know before I do.
I actually don't know what the best order is to do these episodes in.
I think you should do it too. I think the best one should go first. The worst one should go second in terms of circumstances, and then the medium one should go last.
What if I want to put the absolute worst situation that happened as the last
episode? Well, I'll have my feelings hurt if it's mine. I'll think about it.
All right, so
that's the end of this episode.
We have a slightly different track for our ending, as we only have the two of us here. So I will give the floor to
Jake. If you want to talk about tiny origami dragons, or amalgamation friends, or memes, or, you know, familiars both in real life or on the tabletop, you can come and talk to us on our Discord. There's a link in the description below or above. I don't know where they place them on the different podcatchers, but on most podcatchers, you have the ability to rate and review. If you can give us 1 to 5, 1 to 10, 1 to 5 or 1 to 10 Snikic Sails or Origami Dragons. 1, if you think, like, wow, that was terrible. But please, you know, give us information on how to improve, just in general. 5 or 10, if that's the highest. If you think we did amazing, and we'd still appreciate words of encouragement and constructive criticism on your podcatcher of choice. And then I believe the rest of the talk goes to you, Silver.
Correct. So, we have our social medias. We are Fates Rest on all of the relevant networks. As more happen or fail, we will kind of hopefully eventually keep up with them. Though it's been difficult because there's just a lot to follow and a lot to keep in mind and deal with, and sometimes it's hard to keep up with it. But we're trying to be better. I have some things I need to do. I know Tex has some things he wants to do, and then Augur has things he wants to do. So hopefully we'll get to a point where we're doing a lot better with it. I know there's definitely been some issues, but if you do reach out to us and you send us a message, somebody will respond. I know we have people kind of watching the different networks we're on. So if a message is sent, we will definitely respond to you as best as possible, hopefully in a reasonable amount of time. Hopefully. it's difficult sometimes. So as we all know, you know, stuff just keeps happening and changing, and you're left kind of sitting there like, oh, what do I do? And then our last tidbit that we always like to do, and I have had these all kind of related to what goes on in the episodes. I think I've already done the first part of this, so I'm going to make it a little bit extra. Our theme of the week is puzzles. I want to know some of the... And this is how I look at this puzzle. The most convoluted yet simple puzzles you've had to deal with. Once you find out the solution, you're just like, I can't believe it was that simple. Which is how I feel this puzzle was. I don't know if Jake would agree with me on that statement.
Well, it can't be as bad as that time that I came up with a puzzle where it was just a door that was a mirror that said there's nothing back here. You remember that one?
Like, not fully, but...
The mirror and are just like, hey, there's nothing here. God. You all were so mad.
I mean, this one was a simple, I will free this thing, or I kill this
yeah,
thing.
That, yeah, yeah. Well, hey, reason. Listen. I got to learn about magic, and I got maybe a tiny dragon out of the mix. So, I'd say, well, I don't know if I won until next session, so...
Why? Correct. So, as we always do when we cap these off fully...
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
And goodbye.